You know, we talk a lot on this show specifically about a lack of focus sometimes on the arts. As a society, we just don't really give the same attention generally to the arts compared to sports, for example. But for children and young adults who are interested in the arts, either recreationally or even professionally, this is a major milestone announcement we're about to share from the Norwalk Conservatory of the Arts. It recently announced the approval to offer a Bachelor of Fine Arts program with applications that begin this fall. Joining us now on this announcement, we have Danny Loftus-George, who is the president of the Norwalk Conservatory of the Arts. Danny, welcome to the show and congratulations. I mean, you could certainly speak more to what an impact and what a difference this is going to make offering this.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for having me. It should make a massive impact, especially in Fairfield County, where, you know, there's only one other school that offers a BFA in the performing arts. So we're really excited to be here.
So tell me about what this program is and I guess what was lacking before it became an option for the Norwalk Conservatory of the Arts.
Totally. So I think, you know, for a long time we've been an associates program and before that a non-degree granting institution. But, you know, especially going into the field, into the arts field, performing arts, parents and students certainly want some type of degree, I think, that makes sense for their future, whether they continue in the career or explore other opportunities. And the bachelor's really fulfills that requirement. It also gives an extra year of training, which is really important, especially when you're coming to school at 18 and trying to make a career on Broadway or in television and film.
So tell us, I guess, a little bit more about, first of all, I know that you guys are going to start taking applications, but tell me what you're looking for. Who would, I guess, be your ideal candidate, but also how many people can get into this program?
Yeah, that's a great question. So last year we had 1,800 applicants.
Wow.
For 48 spots. And that's across three majors: television and film performance, musical theater performance, and music theater dance. So our acceptance rate is about 3%, which is one of the lowest in the state and the country. We're something we're very proud of. We expect applications to go even higher this year with the offering of the bachelor's. We only take 16 per major, and they come this year. We have from 37 different states. And so, you know, we're really looking for a student that is probably more ready to enter the field than not. They have to have, you know, unbelievable skills and talent, but they also have to be marketable for, you know, projects of today. We have to be able to see them on television or on a Broadway stage because the program is so unique. It brings in talent agents and casting directors and, you know, creatives from New York City to campus to actually recruit for their projects. So we have a lot of students who'll start, you know, at school here, but end up booking Broadway shows and sometimes commuting or sometimes going right to that show and moving to New York City at 19 years old.
Wow. It's just unbelievable. And again, we're talking about the recent approval by the Connecticut Office of Higher Education for the Norwalk Conservatory to offer a Bachelor of Fine Arts program, major milestone. And I also want to talk about, and you could certainly speak to this, Danny, the impact this makes for Norwalk and really the Connecticut, I'd say, community when it comes to the arts. I think this really, I think, builds on a national reputation, no?
Absolutely. You know, we're the first not-profit college to gain accreditation in the state in 25 years.
Wow.
So it is a massive impact. And we are the first bachelor's program in Norwalk. So the impact that it's going to make on the city and that it's already made on the city, I think, is pretty huge. You know, you can't walk around the Wall Street area without seeing students and faculty. You know, we're about 150 strong with admin and faculty, and with the bachelor's, that will double. Yeah, so quite a large impact in the area, especially in terms of economic development and for the city. You know, we can't go into a restaurant or a store without seeing our students working there, which is really nice.
Hmm. Tell me, Danny, from your perspective, again, Danny, who is the president of the Norwalk Conservatory of the Arts and certainly has a huge background in the performing arts industry, because you, I believe you were a performer, weren't you? Not just, you know.
I was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was a swing and dance captain. I was in Chicago and Sister Act and
wow,
a couple of other less known shows. Yeah, it was wonderful. I worked in New York City on tour, in London and the West End, you know, just about everywhere.
Wow,
and then went into higher education pretty young. and, you know, got frustrated with other programs because I felt like there was a lack of opportunity for students. You know, I think that most parents go, hey, go to school for business, go to school for medicine. But to send your kid to school for performing arts, I think everyone sees as a risk. And I wanted to help, you know, eliminate or alleviate that risk quite a bit.
It's so funny you say that, Danny. I'm sorry to cut you off, but it's so interesting that you say that, because what's amazing is I don't think parents send their kids maybe to college to say, hey, that football scholarship, you're going to land in the NFL. But to your point, we are so open to saying, hey, we need that scholarship, so you better keep going to those practices, staying on the team, being, you know, an exemplary athlete, and whether or not they want them to go pro, that's, you know, sometimes besides the point. But you're right. Why is that? Why do we see such a risk with our kids being interested in the arts and going to school for that, but we don't see that so much when it comes to sports, or even to your point, for career? Because sometimes people will go to school not even declared with a major, but that's not as much of a risk as, I know my kid wants to get into the arts in some form. This is what is his calling or her calling. This is her passion. But that's a risk. I wouldn't want my kid to go to school for that. Why is that? Why is that a thing?
You sound like me.
Right? Am I crazy? But I've always wondered
I preach this all the time, you know, and I completely agree. I think there's a lack of information, certainly in higher education, in terms of what merit scholarship looks like. So obviously so many schools are looking at GPAs, test scores, although many schools are moving to test blind. We're looking at, you know, credentials, we're looking at leadership skills. You know, for a lot of institutions, including ours, we're looking at talent and marketability. So about 25% of my students are on full rides to college.
Wow.
They're not paying a dollar to go to school. And, you know, they got that from their parents investing in them and putting them in arts classes and focusing on the arts, and they're still able to earn their bachelor's. It's a big problem, but I think it's an American problem. I don't think it's, you know, local or Connecticut. I think it's how we see the arts as a country. And I really think it's because of the underfunding of the government. You know, you look at European countries and the funding that they get for the arts, you know, national funding. And unfortunately, you know, we don't see that.
But even Danny, locally, I'm sorry, but every time you see a school budget get cut, what's the first thing to go?
Yeah, the arts.
I'm
always.
Just saying, you know what I mean? Always. Like, yes, I hear you federally, no question. But I also think state and locally, that is the first thing to go almost any time. Music programs, art programs, etc.
Which is so funny because, you know, when we're looking at, you know, curriculums and courses, we're focusing on course outcomes. Right. We're not focused on is this student going to attain A, B or C. We're going, is this student going to gain emotional intelligence? You know, does it work with them in terms of critical thinking? Mm. And there's nothing that provides that like the arts. So it's definitely frustrating on my end. I'm glad other people share that frustration.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you, Danny. Now, my understanding is, so did you created the Norwalk Conservatory of the Arts back in 2021. I mean, you tell me, in the last few years since creating it, I mean, first of all, huge accolade with what we're talking about today. But in general, what have you found have been some of your greatest successes?
Oh man, that's a great question. So, you know, I thought I was going to dance on Broadway for the rest of my life. You know, I never saw myself in higher education or in education of any form. But I started, you know, getting kids their first jobs. So I was really instrumental in getting kids their first Broadway shows or tours through a school called the Growing Studio in New York City. That grew. And then I became a Forbes 30 Under 30 finalist in education. And I think when that happened, you know, something told me that I was on the right track. You know, I wasn't winning a Tony Award, but I was, you know, getting noticed in terms of education. And that made me go, you know, it's time to create something and to create something unique and to create something that, you know, that kids need. Colleges are closing everywhere. So it's a really hard time for higher ed. And I think most people go, are you nuts? Why would you open a college? But, you know,
because
I
it was
feel
your
like
calling. Clearly.
Yeah. And I feel like colleges are closing for a reason. You know, you have to care about the student first. You know, it has to be student first, what they need, what makes sense for them. And with a school that only accepts 48 per year, you know, the individual attention is just, it's astronomically different.
Mm. Yeah, I want to make sure that people also just know more about the Norwalk Conservatory of the Arts and get connected if they have any questions. When do you guys start taking applications for this new program?
So applications are open.
They're open now.
We start accepting applications. And honestly, you have up until I think it's January or February to apply. It's free to apply. And, you know, it's difficult, especially, you know, if you don't have the skill set. So I would urge you or your child or your grandchild or your neighbor, your friend to apply, you know, if they're of a certain skill level. But applications are open. We have auditions on campus, and we also travel to about 6 cities across the country.
Wow. And I'm going to put a link to your website on ours, voiceofct.com, for people to learn more, see what's going on with shows, request information, schedule a tour, and to obviously apply. It's all there on your homepage. Very easy to find. Danny George, I want to thank you so much for what you do and for sharing all of this very important information on the show. Thank you. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And if anyone would like to come see the school, see our productions, go ahead and click that link. We're doing Footloose, Dog Sees God, and Legally Blonde this year. So we hope to see you. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. Again, Danny Loftus George, who is the president of the Norah Conservatory of the Arts, created it back in 2021 and making so many strides, and really a huge milestone moment with this brand new program that just got approval. And they are accepting applications as we speak. Just check out their website. We linked it to ours, voiceofct.com.